The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Connecting to your body, the sense of being where you are. Your physical posture. And at the beginning of a meditation, it can be helpful to just really take in whatever is most available in terms of being here. You don't have to try to dive in and find something subtle, but just like contact of the body against the chair or cushion, or any physical sense of sitting, just being aware that you're sitting and breathing. And just exploring, remembering to be with yourself. You may notice, I often notice at the beginning of a sitting, the kind of pull to what I had been doing or other things in my day that I might need to do. And just gently letting that go and remembering here and now. And as I arrive, then I bring in often the reminder to relax. Relaxation being such a support to this quality of being present, being aware of what's happening in the present moment. And so allowing the body to soften and relax. And even internally, the physical sensations inside the body, physical tensions and holding can be, sometimes if we become aware of them, they can be released. So perhaps the inside of the throat can relax. Perhaps the heart, the area of the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. This visceral area of the body is often very reflective of what's happening in the mind. Sometimes a relaxation of that area can really support the mind to relax. Another support for relaxing the mind is really to soften the face. Let the face kind of give way to the pull of gravity. No need to be concerned about an expression. Just letting the brow, the eyes, the mouth, the cheeks, the jaw, all soften and relax. Maybe the mind can let go of pulls, of worries, concerns about the past and the future. Maybe the mind can relax. And again, coming back to opening to your experience more generally. What's available? What's obvious in your experience right now? Settling back and not looking necessarily, but seeing what is coming to you. What sensations, what experience, you could almost say is asking to be known, is asking for connection, being available to your body and mind to receive what it's saying, what it's communicating. You don't need to have any ideas or views about what should be there. What is there? What's available? Might be physical sensation, body, breath, hearing. Might be emotions or moods or thoughts. Receiving, available. What's here? This organism, expressing itself through life, through sensation. And the amazing quality of the organism to be aware of that, to be consciously aware. Of course, the habits of mind will pull us away from this connection to our bodies and minds. Yet the amazing piece is that at some point that capacity of awareness will rearrive and we will become aware again. You don't have any say over that. It happens. It's natural that it happens. The condition of encouraging it, of being aware of it, of noticing it when it comes in, encourages it. It creates the conditions for it to happen more and more. And so when awareness re-arises, just noticing that out here, aware again. What is awareness receiving? What is it connecting to? As we become aware, what are we aware of? And sometimes in that re-arising of awareness, whatever had been happening kind of has a little bit of a pull to it. It feels like a niggle or a tickle. I need to think about that. Or seeing if you can notice that kind of pull. Remind yourself of the benefit and the power of just opening to this moment. That thing may have its time later in your day, but right now, seeing if you can set that aside and just be with yourself. That may mean being with some resonance of emotion or body sensation that has come in while the mind was thinking. And that's fine. Being with what's here, being with what's asking for attention. And seeing if you can let go of the content of the thought. And all of these words, you can just let them go now and incline towards just simple awareness of this being here and now.